This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I can't type and talk at the same time. I'm sorry, I admit it. I can't do it. I'm a guy. I'm a guy. Can you guys, either of you, do that?
Where's the talent?
Can you type and talk at the same time? I cannot
sure
do
can.
It.
No, I can't.
I'm writing and talking right now.
Well, I can write and talk. But type and talk is like, okay, I can't.
For crying out loud.
I'm sorry. My brain doesn't work that way.
Well, type, and then when 906 comes, do the show, and then type afterwards.
Yeah, I could do that, but I started and I wasn't finished, and I wanted to finish. Yeah, exactly right.
Hi, folks.
Welcome to the What's on Your Mind program. My name is Scott Hannon, and Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, and Kevin Flynn and Daniel, and you can call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd. 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. All right? Love to hear from you on the program today. I'm going to start with an email, right out of the chute. Find out what's on people's minds. Scott, says this emailer. I think that means they're addressing it to me. Voting fraud is not just a North Dakota problem. Perhaps being concerned about voter fraud seems uniquely North Dakotan, but that's just because we are a solidly red state. I'm sure our Democratic neighbors are not concerned about voter fraud, just getting caught and getting a conservative prosecutor and judge. I can tell you how voter fraud was addressed in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was a simple and effective solution that was both a badge of honor that indicated one voted and prevented voting again. The voter's right index finger was dipped in blue ink. It didn't wash off for days. Signed, Dan. I thought it was purple, but it doesn't really matter. But I do remember very well dipping their finger in and how proud they were that they got to vote. Something, that freedom, that really, really expressed the sacrifice of the United States of America, our armed forces, and individual families who gave loved ones for that. You're exactly right. President of the United States is getting some grief from Twitter right now over voting fraud. I wonder, does Al Jager, does he think we have any kind of a voter fraud problem in North Dakota? Secretary of State, let's get Al on the phone and see if we can find out. Talk a little bit about the mail-in ballots. But I agree with the caller, even if it isn't a problem here, doesn't mean we ought to say, oh, it's fine. We're fine with it. Tom in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Anything goes here this first hour. We're just going to do a potpourri of whatever's on your mind. Hello, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to throw something out there concerning the deficit and the debt, the national deficit and the debt. Is there, do you think, somewhere, somebody, Democrat, Republican, economic experts, think tank, somebody somewhere that says that we can only borrow or print so much money and then we are going to have a severe problem with our economy? What is that amount? There's different ways to look at it. It could be a percentage of the gross domestic product. It could be in relation to the amount of revenue that comes in. But why is it that you very seldom hear anybody say that there is a limit and we kind of have an idea what that limit might be? You never hear that from anybody.
You sure don't. There's one word or phrase, I guess, that is the place I'd like to see people focus personally in time, and that's the balanced budget amendment. And we were very close to having one in the 90s. People known as fiscal hawks, torpedoed it, like Kent Conrad, as an example, a Democratic senator from North Dakota, whose legacy really is saying that he would not run for re-election unless the deficit was reduced.
Yeah.
And then because Quentin Burdick passed away and a seat opened up, he ran for that seat. Yeah, I mean, and this was a fiscal hawk. It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's the only fix I see, is where you force discipline onto the legislative branch. But as far as the limit and where do you stop, my rule of thumb has always been the economy. You've got to have, you know, the debt manageable as the size of the economy. No different than you and I, Tom, right? We can't.
We have
so much income coming in. And therefore, we've got to have a manageable amount of debt, or the banker goes, "Whoa, wait a minute, you've got too much debt for the income here." And if something comes along that is unforeseen, you know what happens. But you know, I don't know. And now with COVID, maybe you know the added expense. You look at the trillions they're adding there, trillion here, trillion there. I don't know. That conversation ought to happen, Tom. It really should. What's your answer?
Well, I brought that up to Kevin Cramer, and he was very honest about it. He said that the only way that you're going to make a dent in the debt and the deficit is you have to go after Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense and Homeland Security, because those are the ones that are the big spenders by far. They're the big spenders. So in order to realistically have a chance, you're going to have to make reductions in any or all of those. Well, you could kind of rule out defense and Homeland Security, so it's going to be those others that you're going to have to make a dent in. And then you're going to have to raise revenue. And there was a commission that was put together during the Obama administration, Simpson-Bowles. They had Democrats and Republicans on there. And that's pretty much what they suggested. Everybody's going to have to take a bite out of it as far as increased taxes and reduction in spending. But Obama really loved the increased taxes part, but he did not want anything to do with reduced spending, so it didn't go anywhere. But there definitely is a breaking point. And the longer and the deeper it gets, the more harsh that breaking point is going to be, and it's going to be for our children and grandchildren big time. And why people can't focus in on that, I just don't understand.
I don't either. I guess out of sight, out of mind, we don't have to, you know, it's probably the same thing if you looked at the average credit card balance 30 years ago to the average credit card balance today. People are living their lives that way. But it's not sustainable. It's definitely not. One idea that I've tossed around for a while, seeing the economic impact from oil and gas development in North Dakota, there's a large percentage of federal-owned land that is off-limits to energy development. And if you did, in fact, develop that land, you would generate a lot of money. A good third to a half of the debt in this country could be on a path to be, you know, taken down as a result of that. Those are the things I think we're going to have to do across the board. Appreciate your call, Tom, though, very much. Let's go to another Tom, this one in Grand Forks. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I've called this program several times about the debt, and I've even quoted Senator Cramer on it. And we could go ahead and reduce our debt big time by going ahead and reducing or eliminating a lot of departments like the Department of Energy. All right? They were created back in the 70s to get us energy independent. and we finally got energy independent, no thanks to them. All right. So, and they studied energy until they're blue in the face. So we know pretty much everything right down to, you know, how much heat a molecule of oil produces. Okay. So why don't we go ahead and get rid of some of these lame duck agencies, for lack of a better word. Let's reduce the FBI budget. That would be, that, you know, 50%. Scott, you were right there when I suggested that to Kevin Cramer. You know, with their shenanigans and the way they've politicized the FBI, they've been bad boys. Let's reduce their budget.
Here's the challenge in what you suggest, Tom. Don't disagree. Why do we have some of these agencies? We just have them because we, you know, somebody put them there and they lived past their usefulness. But the Democrats would say, sure, let's eliminate defense, or you know, they'd never say eliminate it, but they've got it right. And the Republicans say, do we really need education? Let's just have that down at the local level. Same on energy. So you'll never get them to agree.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are the odds you could go from a crack addict to CEO of a company as well known as MyPillow? It happened. It's real. It's the life story in a book now of Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, the creator of MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you'll get the book. Plus, they'll throw in a $25 gift certificate absolutely free from MyPillow, a gift card they'll send along.
the pillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the duvet covers, the Giza Cotton pillowcases and bolster pillows and neck pillows, all available at great discounts right now. If you go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Trevor in Bismarck, I'm going to go to you in just a moment. This is something that I should laminate and put on the wall of the studio here so I can remind you. Every time we talk about the debt, every time we talk about fiscal responsibility, do we really understand how many a million is, a billion is, a trillion is? Do we really understand? If I put it into time, this might help you. So let's think of not dollars, but seconds. Okay? So 1 million seconds totals 11 and a half days. Got that?
Yep.
So if I'm firing off $1 million, it's going to take me 11 days to fire them out. Okay?
Got it. Yep.
A billion seconds, we go from 11 and a half days to 31 years. Think about that from the time you were born to 31 years. That's a billion. Zero to 31 and three-quarter years is a billion in seconds. So let's see. We went from 11 and a half days with a million to the equivalent of 31 years, just about 32 in seconds. So a trillion, how much do you think that's going to go up from 11 and a half days? Million, 31 and three-quarter years for a billion. A trillion in seconds? 31,000 years. 31,000 years.
Wow. Mind-boggling, really.
1 trillion seconds equals 31,710 years. Wrap your mind around that. And now, you know why this is a legitimate concern. All right, next up, 800-228-0550 is the number to weigh in. Anything on your mind today, we're doing a little, what do we call this? Letter rep. Anything on your mind, doesn't matter. Letter rep. Trevor in Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Lay it on.
Yesterday during the briefing, I was watching it on TV, and the head of the state lab came out and admitted and said that the test that they perform only tells the presence of the virus cells in the system, not whether the virus is alive or dead. So you're telling me that you're scaring these people and telling them they're positive and that they're so infectious and that they're going to get deathly sick and that they have to go home and be out of work for 2 weeks if they have to self-quarantine when it may just be a dead virus cell in their system and they're not infectious at all because the virus is dead and you can't spread a dead virus?
First, I've heard that. I did listen to the briefing yesterday. I don't remember. Did that come in an answer to a question, or how did that come up?
It was an answer to a question at the end when she got asked about the testing and why the CDC changed from 14 to 10 days. And she came up and said that the test cannot detect whether the virus is alive or dead. It only detects the presence of a certain amount of virus cells in your system. That's why if the virus, when you tested positive and the virus was dead, after 9 days, you've sloughed enough of the dead cells off that there's not enough present for them to be able to do a viral load test after that day, after the 9 days. So if I'm carrying around a dead virus cell, why I'm not infected, why do I have to be out of work for 2 weeks and affect my personal income and my living because I have a dead virus in my system?
Well, I don't know. We can ask that person that answered that question from the Department of Health in North Dakota, I guess, and get an answer. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking if they don't know, if the test is not able to tell you whether, you know, yes, you have the virus, I thought those were separate tests. I thought there was a test for a positive on you have the virus, and then there was the antibody test that, you know, you had it at some point, and now you're immune to it, we think.
No, because the way she said it yesterday, the way she explained it was it just detects a certain amount of the virus cells in your system but cannot tell you whether they're alive or dead.
Yeah.
So if it's a dead virus, I'm not infective.
Right, but
they can tell if influenza A test, they can tell whether the virus is alive or not.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a limitation of the test that can't tell you, then I would say they obviously are doing this to err on the side of caution, to say you can't know, so you've got to stay home. But it's worth asking. So glad you caught that, Trevor.
I mean, can't there be a better way to tell, though, before you just scare somebody and tell them they're positive and they're sitting at home thinking they're just going to get deathly ill? There's got to be a way before you tell them they're positive that you could, once you detect the virus is there, there's got to be a way you can tell whether it's dead or alive or not. There's got to be another test somewhere.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Trevor.
No,
we will ask. Glad you did. Sean in Flexton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was just wondering about the charter flights coming into this country, international travel. You know, how I didn't think that we were allowed to do any people coming in from other countries into our union. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard anything about that.
Well, I don't know if you're talking about Brazil. I know there was a concern about a flare up in Brazil, and so they restrain travel from there, but well, along the way,
aware that there was some private charters coming into New York from other, like European countries, and just wasn't thinking that was correct. You know, I don't think we're letting people come in. I don't know.
You're saying keep the ban going. You're not ready to lift that.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, you know, we're not ready. I mean. No fear, you know, that makes sense. You know, we shouldn't be so feared of, you know, the virus. It's just a flu. But, you know, thinking of just other people coming in our country at this time, being so new to the, you know, travel within our states, that makes sense. But travel from other people's countries, you know, coming into our states soon. I mean,
I'd want to know, you know, where their numbers are at. But I think they're checking all that. Interesting point. Appreciate the call. Texter says, a good example of how big the government has gotten, take a look at how big the parking lot is at the state capitol. It's about four times the size it was 20 years ago. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Texter says, why is Governor Burgum trying to oust real conservatives? Interesting timing on those two questions together. Real conservatives. The ones that have been making the parking lot four times bigger in 20 years. More coming up.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Family members of a black man who died after being pinned down by Minneapolis police officers on Monday during an arrest says the four officers involved in his death should be charged with murder.
I don't understand how someone could possibly let an individual go out like that. He's yelling, He's telling the officer he can't breathe.
That's George Floyd's sister, Bridget Floyd, speaking with ABC's Good Morning America. Video of the incident just outside a Minneapolis deli showing the cops leaning on him for several minutes, while Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. The four officers involved in the incident have been fired. Protesters last night were in the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
University of Mary, a military-friendly school with an online and in-person classes available for busy adults. Of course, the campus in Bismarck as well is well-known. Here's the deal. At the University of Mary, they make it their mission to prepare you, those that have served our country, for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. You served your country, now let the University of Mary serve you. They offer a number of services specifically for military students. That includes that full support team, extensive military backgrounds, with all of those folks, which helps, focused just on you. They understand your concerns. They support you in the desire to advance to the next step of your life. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning, they do all that. Classes start soon, June 4th. Get started, and your application fee is waived when you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. online.umary.edu/military services for more details. Going to the break, a texter asked the question. There's two here, I guess. What do you think about Governor Burgum spending $875,000 to buy legislators? Better question, why is Burgum trying to oust real conservatives? So you're asking my opinion here, I guess. Number one, if you are gun-shy about the idea of a Republican investing money in ousting another Republican or campaigning against another Republican, then you probably didn't support Donald Trump. Because if we didn't have Republican-on-Republican efforts, we wouldn't have a Donald Trump. And that's what Donald Trump has done. Think of Mitt Romney. He's not exactly sending a lot of warm and fuzzies Mitt Romney's way. Now, when you talk about ousting real conservatives, I the whole real conservative label, let me play Twitter for a second here. Let's fact check that. What does that mean? There are some people in this estate who are building their own brand, who have, you know, egos the size of mountains, who want to define what it is to be conservative, what it is to be Republican. I beg to differ. And by the way, the accomplishments of said individuals could be printed up on, 3x5 card at most. So, you know, it's a lot of talk. All right? It's a lot of talk. Now, that having been said, I think, by and large, especially after what we've just battled in the way of the attack on our economy from COVID, we're going to need to be more conservative. And I've advocated for elimination of the income tax and all kinds of things to starve the beast, if you will. You know, I think of Jeff Delzer as an example. Jeff Delzer is, on one hand, very, 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 very conservative. And at times like this, you go, I'm glad he was. On the other hand, he pulled some shenanigans. You know, I mean, stuck it to schools, for the most part, on on-time funding, other than his preferred schools. You know, I mean, little games like that. And you know what? When you're chair of the Appropriations Committee, you get to play those games. You know the game. You do things. But you are going to acquire enemies in that process. So I think the people that are bellyaching about Governor Burgum putting his money where his mouth is related to his vision for the state. Look, the guy was elected overwhelmingly against a gold standard brand in Wayne Stengen. I mean, blew everybody away. He has support. Now, there's some people that are never going to like him because he worked for a big company, Microsoft. Bill Gates was there. Oh, we don't like him now. Never mind the fact that he's a lifelong North Dakotan, has accomplished a lot. So there's a jealousy factor in there. There's some people that see a boogeyman that don't see, you know, someone that's conservative. He has the support of North Dakota voters overwhelmingly. If I considered myself more conservative than Governor Burgum, you know what I'd do? I'd say, Governor, here's my vision. There's your vision. Can we work together to make this happen rather than send texts and bellyache and, you know, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Put your big boy panties on. Politics isn't beanbag. And get in the arena.
Did you just say big boy panties?
Was I supposed to say big girl panties?
Well,
if you're a big boy,
I just never heard the term big boy panties. It just doesn't sound like a term.
Well, if you're a girl, you put on the big girl panties. If you're a boy, you put on the big boy panties. I don't know. Maybe they're not panties. They're undies.
I hear them at the big and tall store.
Your big boy undies. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'd like to see the big boy panties section.
Right. All right. Let's see here. Who's next? Mike and Minot. You're next. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Mike up here in Minot. Scott, regarding our severe national debt problem, you know, I feel that because of what most politicians have done, our Federal Reserve Bank, other banksters, other financial elites in our country, and even globally, this has given a significant devaluation and depreciation of our currency, meaning that it decreases the purchasing power of our paper fiat dollars. And that really hurts the middle class and the lower classes, those people that make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And, of course, that hurts all of us, really. It hurts our national economy as well, and it hurts our children and grandchildren. And it's really a severe problem that obviously very few, if any, politicians of either party pay attention to it.
I agree with you. And that is certainly something we're going to have more of an issue with going forward, given what happened in this particular ordeal. What do you do about it?
Well, you know, I think there's only about 1 or 2% of our population that realizes this. Some of us invest in precious metals and believe in the gold standard, et cetera. We believe in fiscal responsibility. And I think that's one way that people can protect themselves and their family and their estates. But it's a severe problem, a global problem indeed. And it may mean the downfall of this country someday.
That's why I have a lot of friends that believe in precious metals as a hedge against all of that and what's happening. Most especially the guy that's written a book on it, Jerry Breyer, up there at Gold Silver Exchange, Gateway Drive, Grand Forks. Talks a lot about that. Appreciate the call. Connie in Bismarck, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm calling regarding the legislative race in District 8. You mentioned a little while ago that some people have big egos and are trying to make a name for themselves. I think you can put the governor in that category. While I'm not, he has every right to support whomever he wants. But one thing that the advertising is forgetting is this term limit deal in districts in North Dakota. Every survey that you look at, there people want term limits, but not for their guy, because they love their guy. They just think everybody that they don't like should be terminated, or term limited, I mean. And the other thing is the two Daves, if they get elected by Burgum's money, do you think that they're going to take the position of what's best for North Dakota, what's best for District 8? No. They're going to be frog marched down to Doug Burgum's office, and he's going to say, okay, boys, I got you here. Now this is what you're going to do.
It just doesn't work like that. You know, I mean,
yes,
and first of all,
yes, it does. I've been there. I know how it works.
Yeah, no, I just disagree with you. First of all, nobody's elected by anybody's money. The voters, are you suggesting that people who, you know, are making their decision right now, for instance, on District 8, they go, oh, well, I'm going to vote this way because a TV commercial told me to, because a, you know, radio commercial told me to. No, they're going to think for themselves. They're going to decide what should be done. It's you know, that's why they have primaries. In the case of the governor, he is supporting a primary endorsed, Republican endorsed candidate. Nothing wrong with that.
He is buying two candidates. All of the money that's being spent on that race comes from Doug Burgum's legislative PAC. There's no District 8 money going in there. 4 years ago when District 8 had an election, I was called continually to raise money for District 8 and the people who were running in the Republican ticket. I have not gotten one call or one piece of mail. So there's no money from District 8 going in to that race.
Well, again, whatever amount of money that has been put into the race, Doug Burgum is not doing anything wrong by saying, I support these candidates. I stand with them. I take my picture with them. I want them. He clearly sees, you know, again, don't forget, the governor has a strong political base as well. He sees the vision that he has been given by the voters to implement being you know, impeded by Jeff Delzer, and so he's supporting his opponents. That's called, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to freak out about. It's America.
I'm just stating facts, sir. Thank you for letting me visit with you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I didn't say you're freaking out, but I think the idea that, you know, somebody's money is electing somebody is forgetting the taxpayer, forgetting the voter, forgetting the person that actually gets to make the decision. Benedict, we go, and Leah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I just want to suggest that maybe you want to conduct a poll and ask people when they hear reported numbers of new COVID cases, just like on the news, do they consider them to be the amount of people sick with the COVID? Because people I've talked to, and when I catch the numbers, which most people don't have time to listen to those long briefings, they do think that these are people that are actually sick, and actually they are lumping the asymptomatic numbers in there. And those asymptomatic numbers are, from when people have looked at them, are as high as 70 to 80%. And that is perpetuating a great deal of fear, which is directly related to the continued downcut of the economy.
Yeah, and I do worry about that. I don't know. I can't answer your question. I can't answer your question. You know, when you hear the number, do you assume all that people are sick? I usually look for the hospitalization number, how many people have recovered, but I suppose everybody looks at them differently. But regardless, you're absolutely right about the economy and fear.
Now you compare monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation. vibration at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio program on the Northern Plains from the PetroServe USA studios today. We're inching towards lunchtime, so on this Wednesday, I'm thinking maybe spaghetti might be up your alley, right? 12th Avenue North location in Fargo is serving up spaghetti today. Home cook and grab and go. They make it easy for you if you want to sit down and enjoy it nice and hot. You can. If you got to go, just take it and go. You got a great meal there. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, they have the Salisbury Steak today.
Salisbury Steak at the West Main Avenue location. It's Chef's Choice up at Harwood, and in Valley City, two choices. Lasagna, I might just go that way, or Swedish meatballs. Okay? All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Visit PetroServeUSA.com for all the details. All the PetroServeUSA locations, the 4-for-4 deal, a pizza, two cookies, and a soda or a coffee, $4 for four items all day, every day. Right there, there's also a deal where you can buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free today. Nice deal. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 today. Whopped and made, I might add. We have to eat more sunflower seeds right now until the baseball season starts because they're, you know, the demand is down with no baseball. So it's up to us. Take one for the North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. And 2-for-12 pizza corner pizzas at PetroServe USA. Let me race through these calls to find out what's on your mind today on the program. Larry and Tioga. Let's go to Tioga, home of KTGO. Go.
Hey, good morning. Say, I asked Mr. Delzer to check into the situation here 2 years ago about getting some state funding for a road that has contributed more to the energy development than any other road in North Dakota, including I-94. He said, geez, I was down that road the other day, and it was just horrible. I'm going to see what I can do. We can get some money for it. I never bothered him. And all session, never heard nothing from him. End of session, never heard nothing. Called him up, and he bold-faced lied to me. He says, oh, the state don't get involved with county road projects. Well, I worked out in the oil patch, and I seen the state throw millions of dollars at counties to get their roads fixed up. You know, as a voter and a constituent of his, first of all, I don't expect him to go there and play games or pull shenanigans. Secondly, I don't expect him to lie to me and the rest of the constituents. And one other time, a few years earlier, I asked him about something not in the legislature, and he asked me what my education was. He wanted to know if I'd been to college. What difference does that make? I wouldn't vote for Delzer if he was the last person. And I just hope everybody else will do some serious checking. I thank you for bringing this up. It's a very important issue. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Williston, we go. And Kelly, what's on your mind? Kelly, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm down in the patch here. Self-service is pretty bad. I've heard a few people talk about the national debt and blaming politicians. And that is true, but does everybody not realize that we control who gets in there by our vote? And they work for us, and if we don't want them in there, then we got to get together and get them out.
All right, Kelly, good advice. You're right. I mean, the people do bear some responsibility here. I was amazed that the situation in the 90s played out the way it did with Ken Conrad, who says, I'm not going to run again unless the debt and deficit are reduced, and then, runs for a different Senate seat and then goes on to vote against the balanced budget amendment. Can't make it up. Tim and Calm, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to this governor endorsement and stuff. I don't have a dog in this political fight. I live in District 28, and we have some political intrigue going on here. There's three Republican incumbents running for two House seats, and that's because Representative Greenike moved from Jamestown, a different district, to Ellendale, and now he's in our district. So you have Magrum, Brandenburg, and Greenike running for two seats. At the district convention, the number one vote getter was Magrum, followed by Brandenburg, and then, of course, they took Greenike on to the ballot. So there's three on the ballot. Senator Robert Urbeley, who represents the district for the Senate, is backing Brandenburg and Greenike. And so is Governor Burgum. He's backing Greenike, Brandenburg, and, of course, Urbeley. And they're leaving Magrum out of the picture. What I think is a little disturbing here is that our district is way too large. It goes from Ellendale to the Missouri River and up to Lincoln. So the district's too big. So what we're going to end up getting is a split vote here. The West obviously may go for Magrum because he's over by Hazleton. And Brandenburg and Green Ike, well, Brandenburg is Edgley, and Green Ike is Ellendale. But there is a split here as far as who's a politician. Burgum's backing Herbaly, Brandenburg, and Green Ike, and not Magrum, because Magrum's been opposed to Burgum's bills.
Well, I think Magrum is just kind of an antagonistic approach to everything he's done in the legislature. He doesn't have too many friends, and it comes with the turf. It's politics again. I don't think it's anything other than, hey, you're going to decide who's going to help implement the vision and who's going to fight it. Let the people decide.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.